You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We obviously heard about the new Green Party policy, but also announced yesterday in the realm of politics was a new candidate for Mount Albert, and I filed this report. The Mount Albert by-election, initially thought to be a two-horse race between Labour's Jacinda Ardern and the Green Party's Julianne Genta, has now welcomed a third rival. Yesterday, just an hour before nominations closed, the Opportunity Party, headed by economist Gareth Morgan, announced its Chief of Staff Jeff Simmons would be running. Funnily enough, Morgan staged it right outside the Mount Albert Memorial Hall, where just this past Sunday, the Labour and Greens held their State of the Nation address. Simmons will stand in the vote on the 25th of February. Like Morgan, he's an economist, but he's also a Wellingtonian, so what's he doing running in Mount Albert?
I grew up in Auckland. I'm an old boy of Avondale College and Auckland University. So I've spent many years in Auckland. As Gareth said, my family is still in this electorate, and so I come back here often and would love the opportunity to live once again in the city of Sales if I could find some property I could afford.
Affordability aside, Simmons admits not only does he currently live in Wellington, he also won't commit to living in the Mount Albert electorate unless he wins. He says he may be a late start to the campaign, but current political trends leave room for surprise.
I think if we learnt anything from 2016, it's that, or even we learned it from the cricket at Eden Park the other night, there's no such thing as a foregone conclusion. Everything is up for grabs. There's no such thing as a safe seat anymore. And you might say that we're a little behind those international trends here in New Zealand, but I say that offers us a choice. Whether we go down the same path of partisan politics, alternative truths, and pandering to people's prejudices, or whether we strike a new path. And that's what the Opportunities Party is really offering here, a new path based on truth, transparency, and what works.
His vision includes addressing the usual suspects.
Spiralling house prices and rents, which are locking young people out of the housing market. Increasing that gap between rich and poor. We've got infrastructure creaking under the strain of rapid population growth.
But a fresh face one too, further emphasising their radical environmental policy, which includes a reduction in farming herd numbers.
And we've got sewage in our swimming spots, raw sewage. I mean, firstly, but secondly, how are we supposed to lecture farmers that they should clean up their act if we can't do it in our largest city? So we think the people of Mount Albert are not getting a fair go. They're not getting a fair go in this by-election, and they're not getting a fair go in general. That is why Top is putting forward a candidate. It's why I'm standing in this by-election, so that the people can be offered a real choice. There are big decisions looming in this electorate in coming years, and local people need to be involved in those decisions. They need representation at the table, regardless of who the government of the day is.
All of this does come as something of a surprise, considering the unveiling of the Opportunity Party last year promised a list-only status. Although Morgan says this may not be the last time the party breaks away from such a commitment, it certainly won't see him standing.
We've got a couple of other people already who have come through who will create absolute havoc and a couple of electorates, so I would be a fool to say no, wouldn't I? Personally, I will never stand in it because I'm all about the policy at national level. That's all I'm interested in. I'm actually not interested in being a politician. In some ways, it's my worst nightmare, to be honest with you. My dream scenario would be that Labour or National say, well, that's great, Gareth, we'll do it all for you, and then I can go back to the beach. That would really be my happy scenario.
And, of course, Gareth Morgan's presence meant his call for the eradication of household cats had to be revisited.
I had two cats when I was growing up, and I can tell you, one of them in particular was an avid hunter, Tippy.
Simmons says, however, that the danger posed by other potential Tippies is not one that his campaign will focus on. For BFM News, Cormac Smith, tēnei.
around, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire.
That was Max's report on the new contender for the Mount Albert by-election from the Opportunity Party. What was it like there on the day? What was the energy like?
I don't know that there was a particularly high level of energy. It was more just, a park up. They had one of their new vans, Make New Zealand Fair Again.
Interesting.
Their slogan kind of branded across the doors.
Yeah, I think that's a bit of an interesting slogan to go
it
with.
It is. In fact, there was a
considering
moment.
Considering the whole context.
Yes.
Yes.
The Trump play on words. There
definitely.
Was a moment where Jeff actually said something about greatness, I think, making New Zealand great, but he didn't say again.
Right. But he
Gareth
said that.
Did pick up on that when he came on later and
right.
said, no, we don't want to take that line. We're about fairness, not greatness. But, I mean, that whole slogan is kind of similar in that they want to go back to a time in New Zealand where we didn't have these levels of inequality.
Right, so a bit of a nostalgic sort of way of, campaigning, which is, obviously
totally.
Exactly what Trump did. It's that whole going back to this preconceived heyday, I guess. And I think it's really interesting that they're going through into this election with that slogan still and just in the midst of what just happened,
But yeah, and traditionally you've had Labour as kind of the harbingers of the welfare state, but
definitely.
Perhaps opportunity. Party will be presenting a different opportunity.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.